This is St. Louis Public Radio. Less than 30% of students who are the first in their family to go to college graduate with a degree in 4 years. There are lots of barriers blocking their way, but St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips highlights how one first-generation student navigates his way around them.
Kendrick Carlock graduated from St. Louis Public Schools in 2014 with a 2.0 GPA. Still, he was determined to go to college.
I knew that I wanted to some way get a degree, but I wasn't the traditional high school student. If you were to accept me into your university based off my GPA, I probably would have ended up at someone's community college.
The odds were also stacked against him in other ways. His family doesn't have much money. His parents didn't go to college, so they didn't have the experience to help him apply. But with the help of his high school guidance counselor, Carlock was able to get into Missouri Southern State University in Joplin. In the fall, he'll be a senior in the communications department. Dean of Admissions Derek Skaggs says Carlock is well known on campus.
Kendrick has never impressed me as being one that that you'd have to go to get him involved. You know what I mean? He kind of has the initiative to get involved himself.
Still, college hasn't been entirely smooth sailing for Carlock. He says he's struggled in some classes, especially math. But he's had an easier time than other first-generation students he knows because he was taught what to expect in high school. For instance, the importance of communicating with his professors.
There has been times where I know my computer is acting up and it may not allow me to do my homework or get it completed on time. So I knew that the best place to do it is to be have an open conversation and be upfront with your professor and allow them to see what they can do to help you.
The cost of tuition, room, and board is another major roadblock that can derail low-income students like Carlock. But by choosing a public university and qualifying for a theater scholarship, he's been able to fill in the gaps left by his need-based federal grants.
My first year, I took out loans, but now I am completely loan-free. So that is a great deal.
Even more important to Carlock, though, are the mentors that support him. That's something University of Missouri-St. Louis public policy professor Terry Jones also says can increase the odds of a first-generation college student earning a degree.
To the extent there is a silver bullet, it's establishing a close relationship with at least one faculty member or staff member at that college or university who will take a personal interest in that student, someone to go to.
One of the people Carlock looks to for advice is Laura Winter. She runs a summer drop-in center where high school graduates can get help with financial aid paperwork. The two met the summer before Carlock started at Missouri Southern when he stopped by looking for a way to get to Joplin. Winter and Carlock's high school counselor offered him and his family a ride.
You don't find too many teachers and yet or people in the education field that will just give away their weekend and just drive you down there. So it was truly, truly special to me.
The following summer, Carlock interned for Winter. During the school year, the two stay in touch.
If something comes up, he will call me and say, I'm having trouble with something. Can you help me? He sends me texts on my birthday and on Mother's Day and just checks in.
Winter says Carlock is doing well in college because he's willing to ask for help. And also realizes he has a lot to offer.
He has that resilience and that capacity to go out and talk to people and say, I really need your help. I need to figure out what to do here, and I think you can help guide me and advise me. That's a hard thing for people to do.
Carlock describes it as using his voice and knowing his self-worth. Whatever it is, he's been inspired to help other first-generation students succeed as well. Carlock, who's Black, started a Black student union on campus to give his classmates a space where they can turn for support in overcoming their own college roadblocks. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.